Lake of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you doing? It's Tanya Berry.
Tanya, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I got your message.
Well, I was actually just calling to call you back. I don't have any news yet, so I'm waiting to hear back. When's the auction again?
It's the 23rd.
The 23rd. Okay, so we have some time then. Yeah, I'm just waiting to hear back.
I decided to do it early this time instead of waiting until the day before.
I appreciate that. I expect to hear something back today. I think last time we looked into this, I don't know if there were some issues or what. I'm trying to remember, but my hopes are that they come back with an approval. Nothing's too crazy. We still have some other options either way, but I'll definitely be sure to keep you posted.
Because someone else read my credit and they said that something had popped up on it, but it wasn't on there before. I don't even know.
If there is something on there, I'll help you out with it. I don't know at this point. I'm actually just using your old report because I don't want to pull your credit again. The more inquiries you have, it's not good. So just stick with me and I'll get you where we need to be. But actually, I just got an email on it and it says it's declined. So let me figure out. Let me look into it a little bit more for you. Let me see here. As far as what kind of a fleet do you have right now? Do you have any trucks or trailers right now?
I do. I have two trailers and one tractor. I'm actually trying to replace that one because it went down on me. So
two tractors and one trailer. Okay. And are they owned outright?
Two trailers and one tractor.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. They paid for it.
All right, and two trailers and one tractor. How much would you say they're worth, like on the lower end, just off the top of your head?
Well, the trailer is worth $20,000, and the other trailer is probably worth $3,000 or maybe $3,500.
Okay.
And then the tractor is worth probably, I probably can get about, I don't know, it's because like I said, it's down, but with it up and running, it's probably worth about $20,000.
About 20, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's 40 there. I might be able to get an approval for you with collateral for around 20,000, if that works for you.
Yeah, I think last time we was up to, 40,000.
Yeah, I mean, I can look at your previous approval, but we were actually shooting for, I think, around 50 before.
Yeah, that was point. I was going to try to get a couple of more, but...
Yeah, the approval I got last year in October. I'm sorry,
October,
August.
Because you actually, I called back and I think you was on vacation. Cause you was gone for a long time.
Yeah, I was gone there for a little bit.
I was calling and calling and calling and I was getting no answer.
Yeah, I apologize about that. I'm here now.
When you came back, you probably had a whole lot of voice messages from me, but.
Oh, to be honest with you, I'm still playing catch up.
Are you really?
Oh yeah.
No, just kidding.
well, not as far as voicemails goes, but just clients that I want to get back in touch with. But
right. Okay.
But now the original approval looks like it was for $33,000. That was back in, I got that approval back on August 28th. So I don't know what happened between now and then. It just says there's a history of slow pays and.
I don't know where all that came from, but.
Not sure either, to be honest. But were you looking to replace your current tractor?
I am. Well, I'm going to replace it, but I'm still going to repair the other one.
Gotcha. I might be able to give you a little bit of money just to repair the current one and then start there. And as far as any extra cash, we could use that to maybe see what the collections are or something like that, get those paid off. I'm pretty good at helping people repair their credit. I used to do home loans and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not something that... I like to spend a lot of time on, but I can give you some pointers and help you get it back up.
Yeah, because I just tried to call one of those creditors because I didn't understand what happened. And they said the only thing they can do is send me a letter showing that everything was satisfied. I guess I had to send it to the credit bureau.
Right, that's probably something that you'd want to do as soon as you get that letter, pretty quick, because it can take up to around 90 days or so for them to reflect the status change. But there's also ways you can pay extra to have... What's done, they call it a rapid rescore. They call it a lot of different things, but you can pay a little bit extra. I think it's around, I could be completely off on this, but I want to say it's about $75 per instance, and you can, I think you can do up to three at a time with every 3 months or so.
You say rapid payoff?
It's called a rapid rescore.
Okay.
So once you provided the credit bureaus with that letter stating that there was a zero balance, so you didn't know anything on that or whatever, you can contact them and let them know that you want to have this reflected as the change as soon as possible. And they'll probably charge you like a fee to have that done, and it'll bring your score up as soon as they reflect it, you know, right away. So it's something we can look on.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to try to help you out as much as I can and get this done for you, but I think the next step really is probably to just try to use the collateral that you have. Between you and I, they don't need to know that the truck's running or not. They're just going to use it as collateral. They're going to see what it's sold for on the at auctions or something like that. So it's going to be probably a lower value, but I might be able to get you around, you know, 15 or 20,000 to get that one running, and you can use those funds and the extra however you need to, maybe to work on the credit and then get you back up to par as far as credit goes, and maybe even, I mean, I doubt I'll be able to get it done by the 23rd. I'll definitely try my hardest, but you know, that's something we can look into for you.
Okay. Thank you for the information about the credit bureau, because I don't know where all this stuff came from, but
it happens, you know. A lot of people don't, I mean, if you've moved or changed your address, they may not have you on file, so you're not going to know, and then they'll just send you collections because that's easiest for them to do. But,
So the people that's on there, I should go and try to get them to send a letter to me?
If it's been paid for, right, I would do that, and yeah, that's probably your next best step is to get that taken care of, and then you know, have a letter or whatever saying that it has been paid.
Okay.
I can then run your credit again. And have you been late on anything recently or anything like that?
No, not really. I haven't been late in a while, but I don't even know where all that stuff came from. It just like popped up.
Yeah. So it could be something that's reporting incorrectly as well.
And most of the stuff that I got now, like far as the credit cards and stuff, all those are paid out except for like a Home Depot card. Everything else is paid out, yeah.
Well,
Macy's and my Belts car, but those Macy's paid out. It's still open, but it's paid out. And Belts, I think I owe like $200 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, 283, I think, or 73, something like that.
Gotcha, okay. So it's nothing huge then. But I was going to say, yeah, I don't know that I can get you an approval for the auction by the 23rd. I'll try. But did you want to look into the collateral loan at this point and see what comes back at?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what I'll do then, Tanya, is I'll email you, it's called an equipment list. If you have copies of the titles for the trailer, it's $3,000. Don't worry about that one because they want the value to be at least $10,000 or more. So
okay,
just the ones for $20,000 and the tractor.
Okay.
If you can give me the titles for those and fill out the equipment list that I sent to you with just the information on there about them.
You said send a titles order.
Yeah, if you have a copy of the front and the back of the titles.
Oh, okay.
For the trailer worth $20,000 and the tractor.
Okay.
And I'll email you an equipment list. Fill out the information for that trailer and the tractor on the equipment list. Send over the titles, and I'll see what I can do as far as doing a collateral loan for you. As far as how much you've been working lately, have you been working? Well, obviously not if your tractor's down.
No, yeah, it's down. Yeah, I haven't been working about the last 2 weeks, but I still get, like, what I sent you as far as the money I made, that last one for $2,200, that was, like, my last run that I did.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was going to Tennessee. I don't know if you can see that one. It was from, like, Coyote Logistics. It's, like, $2,200.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but I could definitely look at it.
Yeah. It was in my email with my bank statements.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember seeing that now. Yeah, you're right. Okay. So, be looking for this email, and we'll go from there. I think that's our best bet.
All right. Sounds great. I'll send it over to you.
All right, Tanya. Thank you.
Thank you again. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I'll help you out all I can.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye.